KQED.
Rob Holson likes to tell people he launders money, literally. His business card for San Francisco's Westin St. Francis Hotel reads, Rob Holson, Coin Washer. It's a service that dates back to the 1930s, when the rich and famous frequented the hotel's popular mural room restaurant, which is now the hotel lobby. It was a time when women wore white gloves, and the hotel management wanted to keep them clean. Rachel Marcus has the story.
Rob Holson has been the hotel's coin washer for more than 27 years. We're standing in the world's only coin washing room, where Holson cleans the dirt and grime from every single coin that passes through the hotel. Nickels, dimes, quarters, even pennies.
This machine here that we use actually to wash the coins is an old silver burnishing machine. And when I mean old, this one uses soap and water and buckshot.
In goes the soap, water, quarters, and the ammunition, which helps scour the coins. Then the machine churns for 7 hours. When Holson opens the top, all that's visible is murky gray water.
If you're old enough to remember the creature from the Black Lagoon, you just met his cousin here.
He reaches in with an old ice scoop and transfers the coins and buckshot to a tray with holes. Then he shakes the tray and the little metal pellets fall away, leaving shiny quarters behind.
Just feel that, and it feels different than any coin that you've ever felt before.
The coin is warm and smooth. While these are in fact the cleanest coins I've ever seen, why does the hotel still bother? Ladies don't wear white gloves anymore, and a few coins certainly won't buy you a fancy lunch. Or any lunch, for that matter.
We provide the service to let everybody know that in these hustle-bustle times that we can look back and remember a less frenetic time in our lives.
Less frenetic times, like when a visitor could pay his taxi fare in change.
People would be going to the theater, going wherever they were going, and they'd pay the taxi driver, and didn't think anything about it, and the taxi driver would turn around and say, how are you enjoying your stay at the St. Francis? And they'd look at him incredulously like, you didn't pick me up at the St. Francis. And we didn't go to the St. Francis. How does he know we're staying at the St. Francis? And they'd ask him and he'd say, well, it's because you have clean money.
To get that clean money, it only takes about 40 minutes once or twice a week. Holson waits until the cashier has taken in enough change. Then he washes it, one type of coin at a time.
You put it in first thing in the morning, and then in the evening, just before I leave, I just take it, rinse it, wash it, and roll it. And since it is automated, it only takes like 20 minutes to roll $500 worth of quarters.
But is coin washing Holson's entire job? Not really. Holson is also the hotel's business center supervisor and notary public. But shiny clean coins have been the hotel's trademark for decades, he says, and they plan to keep it that way. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Marcus.
And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director is Susie Rocho. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman and Rob Spate. The online team includes Olivia Hubert-Allen, David Weir, Lisa Pickoff-White, and Chad McClymans. Our interns are Jenny Simone and Nicholas Arce. We had production help from Aaron Mendelson. The California Report's editorial team includes Victoria Maleone, Polly Stryker, Ingrid Becker, and Bruce Kuhn. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children.